Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
With everything that's happened, and with the murder of Laken Riley, President Biden is saying that he regrets referring to the person who's alleged to have murdered Laken Riley as an illegal and should have simply said undocumented. You know, folks, where are we going wrong in this country when we're now going to be more concerned with semantics and more concerned with some kind of terminology? Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage from President Biden? I think that's a very good, very, very good question. I don't know if what happened in the State of the Union counts in that sense as outrage, because he seemed to be so hopped up on something that, you know, that was a very, very different Joe Biden. I think he might have been back to the normal Joe Biden in Pennsylvania, where he said, send me to Congress. I'm telling you, folks, we cannot make this stuff up. It is the Monday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we head right smack dab into hour number three here on the show this morning. And we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you have a question or a comment for our good friend and our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, you know, you can also send us a direct message this morning if you have a question for Denise, simply by heading over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, well, let's head right back over to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Joining us by telephone this morning, good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've always got alternate methods of connecting up. We typically connect up Denise's studio with ours, but a little bit of a technical issue this morning, but no big deal, because we can use this as a backup pretty easily. And thank you, Denise, for doing that for us. Well, you know, you heard me just talking about the terminology. You know, is that something? Why is Joe Biden? Why is he having to, quote, fix this now?
You mean the fact that he went to talking from an illegal to undocumented?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, he got pushback from his own caucus.
Yeah.
You know, at first he said, you know, the guy probably shouldn't have been here. Okay. And then he goes and apologizes. This man is supposed to be the leader of the free world. He's supposed to be essentially fearless. And, you know, he cratered to the pressure. So his caucus is obviously driving policy. And, you know, he has no grasp of any of this. None. Zero.
Well, the way he seemed on Thursday night, when he picked up the little button that was given to him by Marjorie Taylor Greene, he picks it up and almost looks at the camera and goes, killed by an illegal. And he, you know, it seemed like that was much more genuine, but that might have also been because he was really, you know, souped up on something.
Well, a lot of people are saying that. I don't know, but we can assume that. But the next day he was somewhat that way on the campaign trail. So maybe they thought whatever they gave him on the night of the State of the Union worked, so we'll just keep giving it to him. I don't know.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, let's turn here to some international issues that involves our embassy in Haiti. We understand the U.S. military airlifted a bunch of personnel from our embassy in Haiti and also brought in more Marines to bolster the security there. Haiti is falling apart. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, it's disgusting because this thing collapsed, as we know it, because of these gangs, in such a way about 10 days ago, and they're just now doing this. But Haiti has no functioning government, and nobody seemed to care until, you know, there's some kind of a threat to our embassy personnel. Well, there's always been a threat to the embassy personnel. So what are we airlifting in there exactly? You know, it's we're never proactive. We always react. So we airlifted out non-essential personnel, whatever that means.
Well, indeed. And of course, as you said, this has been going on for many, many days now. And so we'll see, you know, what the aftermath is here. There was actually the president of Turkey is trying to I think that's about the Ukraine, actually. But there's something else going on with the UN-backed mission for Haiti. And that has to do, I believe, with the prime minister of Nairobi. They're trying to get involved in this. The European Union has a delegation going to Haiti, and they're trying to figure out if they can do any good in this whole thing.
The situation in Haiti has been somewhat this way for quite some time, years, I would argue. And the UN actually has an office there. Actually has maintains personnel. Well, where are they? What are they doing?
Nothing. Yeah, because there's literally a collapse happening, and some of the video that we're seeing is very, very disturbing, to say the least. But again, our people are in our embassy there, and so we hope that they'll definitely have the safety that they need in all of this. Well, when we come back, Denise, from this first break of hour number three here, definitely want to ask you about what's going on with the Pope chiming in on having Ukraine fly the white flag of
yeah, he's an idiot too.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is quite interesting because you and I have been talking about the various options there for some time, and suddenly to have this sort of thrown into the mix was quite something. I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise, because we are going to head out to the break here real quick, everybody. When we come back, much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook on this Monday edition. And we're going to get everything figured out in the world. It's going to happen right here. We're going to do our best. Stay right there, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Girl,
you're gonna set me. So don't forget, everybody, that if you're shoplifters, will now be called non-paying customers, right? Common criminals will be non-law-abiding individuals. We're going to come up with a whole host of new terminology, I'm afraid, to try to make sure we're not hurting anybody's feelings, especially if they break the law. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we continue to race through and rocket through this Monday edition of the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, our guest from FoundersCode.com. But we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning. So if you're already holding on, please continue. And you'll get a chance to talk with Denise here in just a few minutes. All right. Well, once again, folks, it's time to talk with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, just real briefly, you know, I mentioned right before we went to the break, Pope Francis has now chimed in saying that the Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag. That's a direct quote. To start up negotiations, but, you know, what kind of negotiations could he possibly be talking about since Vladimir Putin wants everything he wants? Zelensky says he's not giving up territory. I don't know. What do you think about this?
This Pope, I had no use for since he became Pope, zero. Is every country supposed to give up? I mean, it's essentially saying the United States should wave the flag and let in all of these migrants without any, you know, regard to law or lawlessness. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It's really an outrageous statement. You know, how about the Pope giving up some of its territory, you know?
Well, right.
I mean, the Catholic Church owns a whole bunch of land. Why don't they just give it up?
Yeah, good question. And it's not so much that it's just the Pope, but it's just that it's this whole idea. You know, as you've been talking about for so long here in our conversations, you know, Vladimir Putin's been offered these off-ramps. He's not interested in doing that. It seems to me that a white flag at this point is just tantamount to saying, keep going, Vladimir Putin.
You know, the Oscars were last night, and Oppenheimer won just about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? But from a documentary standpoint, there was one particular documentary that did quite well, and I've been following the producer for a long time. And it actually won an award last night, and it was called 20 Days of Mariupol. You can find it on YouTube or wherever. And I suggest that maybe the Pope ought to go watch it. it was a sad, truthful, and very powerful documentary that was done by a Ukrainian journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And early on in this conflict. So maybe we ought to send it over to the Vatican, see what they got to say.
Well, indeed. Well, part of the other side of sort of extreme ideas in this, and I know we hear this from time to time, but I found this earlier today from Jerusalem Post. There's a Russian weatherman who said to a media anchor that's a Putin-backed propagandist, evidently, that conditions right now are, quote, ideal for a nuclear strike on the member countries of NATO. This is not silly talk, but it's certainly extraordinary and very concerning that here we go and get the right weather for this now.
Well, don't forget that the Kremlin hires a whole bunch of these people, you know, keeps them on the payroll for this kind of propaganda, not only in country but out of country. But yet, if you are a blogger of some kind that is against the war and you live in Russia, then you're arrested.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the Russian citizens can deal with all of this. You have those that came out for the funeral in sympathy and in solidarity with, Navalny, and you know what happens to them? Well, the KGB, well, sorry, the FSB, state right. Police, they arrest them, jail them, fine them, all that kind of stuff. Is that? and you know, let's not forget what Beijing did to Hong Kong. So I mean, this is what they do.
Indeed. I also saw something earlier today. It was actually out of Newsweek. You know, talking about the issues that China is going through right now, even calling into question Xi Jinping, you know, could be shown the door at some point in this.
Not a chance.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think there's state of affairs that would ever lead to that?
No.
And that's because, obviously, yeah, that's a good answer. It's because... You know, they're not going to change anytime soon.
I mean, look what Xi Jinping did to Hong Kong, in violation of the pact, the treaty, if you will, with Britain when Britain turned Hong Kong over. that's just the way it is.
Well, indeed. Well, they've been pouring money. You know, trying to get their investments taken care of. They have huge problems in all these buildings and housing that they've built that nobody will live in probably for forever, you know, at this point. They've got all kinds of internal issues. And at the same time, just the other day, and I think we might have mentioned this maybe briefly the other day, but they started changing some of their terminology. Here we're back to terminology again, but they're changing some of their terminology and how they're talking about Taiwan. Do you think it's escalating in their mind because
they feel again that, you know, they've got maybe a prime opportunity coming up here because of the way Biden is acting.
You know, just because way back when Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State and said that, you know, there's one China policy, doesn't mean that it applies today, okay? And I would argue that did that become some kind of a law? You know, was that some kind of thing that was ratified by the Senate? The answer to that is no. Okay, so why in the world does the United States have to follow something that Henry Kissinger said, what, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? We don't.
Yeah, and even maybe longer than that as well, right? If it was under Nixon, that would have, you know, been even further back. But that was also, that was happening in a different space, wasn't it, when Nixon
Precisely.
Opened up China? Yeah.
Precisely. I mean, a lot of people want to go back and blame Nixon, but that, you know, China was a very different place back then than it is today. They were an emerging country. They're not now. And the reason they're not is because they stole everything.
Right, right. Well, exactly. All the intellectual property and so forth. And then you mentioned the Oscars as well. Well, there's a lot of Chinese investment in a lot of these big movies these days. And, you know, there's a lot of concern sometimes about content or the absence of content, shall we say, because somebody else is footing the bill here.
Well, China is infected. I mean, you know, there was a hearing a long time ago on the Hill that said the Taliban is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
This was during the whole Benghazi thing. Well, here we are. You know, China's in the building. And they're in pretty much every building that we have, every institution that we have. And under the Biden administration, they virtually undid everything regarding China that was done under the Trump administration with Mike Pompeo. They virtually undid it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here's China. They're everywhere. And where China is, Russia's right behind them.
Well, indeed. And unfortunately, you know, as we see things happening in the Middle East, of course, ongoing in Ukraine, president actually taking the opportunity to say, we're not going to have troops in Ukraine. I'm going to see to that. You know, that's my promise, basically. I think it's kind of alarming because once they start saying stuff like that, it does sort of beg that question. Well, why would you tell us that? You know, but when we come back, Denise, we're going to talk more about this and many, many other things. And by the way, folks, we'll open up the telephone lines when we come back. 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, Kyle Warren with you. Bottom of the hour break is upon us, but we will be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss, you little baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to quit. She said, don't boss, you little baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday. And part of our job on Monday is to make sure that it's not so much of a Monday. You know, we can't do anything that it is, in fact, Monday. And you probably have to go to work, or you're already at work, working in the overnights across America. But we can do our level best to make sure that your Monday goes as well as possible and get you through the overnight hours here. We've got Denise Simon, by the way, on the telephone. Waiting for us this morning here from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Denise, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Phone lines are already gearing up this morning, so that is cool. And let's go right back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got Mel, who's been holding on very, very patiently. So let's head on over and talk to Mel this morning. Good morning, Mel. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle. There's a couple things, well, a few things I'd like to ask, and I'll wait to hear off the air. But first, Kyle, as far as Ron Edwards, you still have him on as a guest. And if you do, what days are they and what time? And the other thing I want to ask is Jeffrey Epstein's got that list, that long for the list of who's been at his place. And there's two names that they refuse to mention. And could one of those names be Pope Francis? And the other thing is that you talked about in regards to investigative reporters, Canadian, well, as far as Zelensky, What about Gonzalo Lira? The other thing is, President Trump, he refuses to denounce the injection, you know, the vaccine. And if he does that, how the heck is anybody going to hold anybody accountable, like Fauci and Burks and the rest of them, for what they've done to humanity? And now Chris Markowski, he mentioned, I remember a couple years ago, BlackRock, Larry Fink. He seemed to be in their camp. He doesn't see what is wrong with the way that they're trying to monopolize all human rights and any sort of rights to own anything. You will own nothing. You will be happy. That Klaus Schwab attention. Those criminals. So those are what I wanted to ask. Now we're going to excuse that rowdy rooster pet there. I was trying to get it before these guys started acting up because it was quiet, but I was having trouble with my phone and my earbud.
No worries.
But anyway, yeah. I'll wait to hear what, if you can answer those questions.
Thanks a lot,
Mel. I appreciate it. Everybody have a great day. Bye.
You too. Take care, Mel. That's Rowdy the Rooster there in the background. We like Rowdy. that's pretty cool. Yeah, so Denise, what do you think? I'll answer his question when after you address what we wanted to hear.
Well, under the Florida legislature, which is just now closed, the Florida legislature and Ron DeSantis signed it, was that all of the Epstein documents should be released. So remember that the first part of the trial for Epstein happened in Florida. And so I don't know who has dominion over those documents, but yeah. Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida has approved that they should all be released so we can necessarily see how that one worked out. And I would also say that I actually agree that's the one thing that I am angry about when it comes to Trump is that he put his full support behind Fauci and he hasn't denounced any part of that yet. And I'm not very happy with that part. As far as BlackRock goes, a couple of years ago, BlackRock may have not been where they are today or anybody noticed, but BlackRock is a very dangerous company, and they've seen their danger, and they're trying to rewind some of their policies and whatnot, but that bell has already rung, and you can't unring it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of that answers any of the questions or not, but, Ron DeSantis gets the trophy for what he's done so far.
Indeed. Well, and I appreciate Mel's question. I think he's doing very well. We haven't had him scheduled on the program, but, come to think of it, I appreciate the question very much, Mel. I'm sure he would love to come on and say hi to everybody. So yeah, we'll see what we can, do on that. But, as I said, I did a couple of guest spots on his programs a while back. As I remember, but as far as I know, Ron is doing just fine. But yeah, we'd love to talk to him here again real soon. So I tell you what, Denise, let's head over to line three. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's been holding patiently for you as well this morning. Good morning, Neil. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. I want to repeat a joke that I heard.
Okay. As long as we can say it on the radio.
I can say it.
Okay, good.
Biden was on fire for that State of the Union address, and by the look on his face, he looked like he was a burn victim. Any laughs on that?
Yeah, well, because he kind of contorted. Yeah.
You know, that there's something about he's got that distant look on his face, you know? You got to wonder if he's in the present moment or not. But he stayed focused. You know, you got to give him credit for that. I have a hypothetical.
I had fun watching the expression on Speaker Johnson's face during the whole thing. I mean, I think he tried to control his facial expressions, but some of them he just couldn't. So his facial expressions actually carried me through that speech.
I mean, you know, when you look at his facial expressions, I don't know if they pulled the skin too tight on his last facelift. I don't know, something is wrong there. I don't know what, maybe too much makeup that they sprayed on him. But let me move on. I just have a hypothetical. I want to get your opinions on this.
Okay.
I have a hypothetical. It's just a hypothetical. And I know many people feel we got to stop Putin from expanding and conquering the rest of Europe. With that in mind, okay, with our Congress of liars, unethical people, if they write another $65 billion check in whatever form, guns and money or just cash, whatever it is, if they send Zelensky another $65 billion, I'm saying we're going to see another Biden 2 administration, you know, because where's this money going to come from? I don't know if they funded the 87,000 armed IRS agents, but I mean, that's something to keep in mind. I mean, to me, if that we're in a police state, if that happens, your comments.
Well, 94% of the money that is proposed for Ukraine doesn't go to Ukraine. It stays here to rebuild our own defense. So I'll say that.
Okay.
Furthermore, a lot of the European countries have stepped up, and they, as well as they should, and they are giving some interesting support finally to Ukraine.
Well, they also said they're not sending troops into Ukraine to fight the Russians, because that was something proposed by Macron.
Yes.
Macron. Mm-hmm. Yes. They said,
right.
No, that ain't happening.
Well, Britain already has some troops there, and I actually think that probably France does, too. But, you know, they're really, you know, if we had as much attention on Israel and Hamas as we did on, or for Ukraine and Russia, this situation would be over.
Indeed.
You notice that, you know, a lot of them are not pressuring Russia at all.
Indeed.
And a lot of the media is not even pressuring China, for that matter.
Well, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to head out to the break. And Denise, we appreciate you very much as well. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, we are coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, I can't believe how fast the Monday edition continues to just fly by, and it really, really, really is. Folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition is here, is upon us. It's another great week of broadcasting beginning here this morning, of course, and we're glad that you're along with us. We're glad to be along with you. And by the way, we've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can head over there, find out all about Chris, his radio show, also his podcast as well, and much more. So again, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You can also hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer. And so without further ado, let's head over and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we've got some economic stuff to talk about. We're looking for some more numbers coming in later this week. But I thought I would ask you, because this is happening up in your neck of the woods. You've got the National Guard going into the subway systems in New York City because of the crime issues there. But Governor Hochul evidently is now wanting them to not have their rifles with them when they go in, only at specific places. But it's gotten pretty bad, hasn't it, if the National Guard has to go in?
Subway crime has definitely been on the upswing, without a doubt. And especially, you know, you got to call in. And you have to think about this to some degree with, you know, all of the nonsense that's being spewed by, you know, politicians. You know, it's kind of out of like a zombie movie, if you think about it. I lived in New York City. You know, right when Giuliani, that's when I first moved in the city, right when Giuliani was coming in, and I watched the transformation, right before my eyes, and you know, felt perfectly safe taking the subway. I mean, took it all the time, you know, as a kid and whatnot, got around here, there, and everywhere. The dynamic has changed. Last time I got on the subway was almost about 18, 19 months ago, and your head's got to be on a swivel. You know, based upon you can see if you're aware, self-aware, you know, where there's danger spots, but you've got to be paying attention to what's going on. And to think about that and say to yourself, geez, you know, this is, we've gotten to a point in time where we've got to put the military on public transportation. At the same time, they, raise tolls and they have congestion pricing. So you drive into the city and anywhere below 60th, it's another $15 charge just by going in there. This is nuts. I mean, it really is. It's not where we're supposed to be. This is not what America's all about. And I constantly have to remind my kids this, that this is not the country that I, grew up in or, you know, I was used to at all. Again, it should be a major, major discussion point. And it's not that we should be needing, military on the subway. It's the fact that you're not locking people up. You're letting people go. You're letting criminals go. And you've got this disaster, on our hands as far as, protecting the American people. It makes me really sad. It really does. What's happened in such a short period of time with that city?
Well, indeed, because, you know, for all intents and purposes, it is kind of America's city. And, you know, we rallied so much after 9/11. And it just seems to be a real shame that all of that progress that Giuliani had made and in that vein just seems to have been lost. And it's so hard to bring it back again, you know.
Well, you just think about how the fragility of, civilization in of itself. You went from, Giuliani and Bloomberg did a great job as well. And then you go to de Blasio and it's crumbled, since then. It really has. That's not the same place by any stretch of the imagination. It's a shame. It really is.
Indeed. Well, as I mentioned, we've got some economic data coming out, later this week. You've got economists and Wall Street will be looking at this very closely because they feel it will be part of the tea leaves in terms of where the interest rates might be going and at what time they will be going there. But they may be seeing inflation having a lot more bite, perhaps, in these numbers. What do you expect that we'll see?
Again, we'll find out. I mean, the jobs numbers, again, that came out on Friday, weak, quite frankly, and again it's almost like, why they even do these jobs reports when the prior month's jobs report gets declined, like I told you was going to happen. It was down 40% within a month. I mean, I guess yourself the question is, how are you doing your math there where you can be that far off in 1 month, and how they praise these numbers when we come out, and it's inevitable that they're going to be just revised downward, not to mention the fact the amount of people that the jobs that are that they have in those that are just part-time jobs, not full-time jobs. So the Fed has got a dual mandate. So I don't know what they're going to do if they see the jobless numbers tick up along with inflation not coming down.
Indeed. Well, you know, J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon, we often hear from him. And he often is in the news, giving analysis and predictions. Well, it looks like one of the predictions that he talked about a hurricane that was going to hit the U.S. economy, he made this back in the middle of 2022. They kind of thought, there was going to be a recession coming in 2023. But evidently, according to the article I saw, they said that basically they had underestimated the impact that government stimulus would have, and then also consumers would, keep spending. So, they're saying that Jamie Dimon was way, way off on this. But even so, with all of the things that we see happening with people and their kitchen table budgets, did we go through a recession? Or if we did it have no effect, basically?
Again, people, you got to go back. I remember what Jamie Dimon mentioned, said that. He didn't say that it was coming. He said, these are things that are on the horizon that you've got to look out for that concern him. And that's what, obviously prudent people do. you assume that there's going to be issues out there. I mean, you own a boat, there's, you know, you put life preservers on a boat. Not that you're hoping that you're going to use those life preservers, but just in case. And, you know, Diamond, you know, wasn't off in his statements. Again, you got to go back and you got to read what he had to say and the fact that, you know, that there were issues and those issues still remain. You know, we still have a major, you know, debt problem that's heading our way. We're going to have, you know, debt as a portion of our GDP at World War II numbers here with not a population boom or baby boom or the things that, you know, helped, you know, get us out of that situation post-World War II. It's a different dynamic, and that could be problematic. You know, just because the hurricane, you know, hasn't hit yet doesn't mean it's still not out there.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very interesting indeed, because, again, a lot of this is long-term stuff, and things just don't happen overnight. And that actually leads me to another question I wanted to ask you this morning, and that is, you know, we hear so much about inflation. Obviously, it's an election year. Interest rates are front and center every day, it seems like. But let's just say there is a change in the administration. Is there something that would you start seeing a real change? In other words, what policies could be done in order to try to arrest all of the inflation and try to bring these prices down? Is it fully a matter of energy? What other factors would have to be involved?
No, it's not just energy. It's obviously government regulations, and a lot of it, quite frankly, is spending. It is. You know, Donald Trump, you know, is not Rand Paul by any stretch of the imagination when it comes to government spending. So he's guilty as well of spending. It's not just COVID. It's prior to COVID as well. You know, spending money that we just don't have. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to arrest it or, you know, what needs to happen in order for these politicians to actually act on any of this.
Well, and again, that's why people, you mentioned something earlier in your comments, you know, trying to be prudent. And maybe that's something consumers need to start doing right now, no matter what. Right. In other words, they are already, I think, reconsidering some of their spending and things like that.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it should always be the case where, you know, you try to temper yourself. You know, that's kind of the, you know, what I try to get across here on the program. You know, having an even keel, if you will. You know, it's basically navigating financial storms and corrections. You need to have that even keel so you can deal with problems. In the same sense is that when things are going like gangbusters, you don't go, you know, FOMO into any situation, and you see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by doing that, again, that type of temperance will serve you well over time.
Very cool. Well, Chris Markowski, as always, good advice. I appreciate it. The time flies by, and we've come to the end of the segment, but we're looking forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
Got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. We are coming right back. We got Frank Salvato on deck. He is ready.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.